Hi, we're back at the Moose Lodge. How you doing, Jay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I went to the bathroom again.
Dude, did you check out the fucking light show?
Yeah, nice job, fag.
Thanks, me and Jackson.
Pushing that goddamn smoke button.
Hey, it was...
I was sitting in the back road, I was choking it at.
Listen, Dan was... I don't know. It wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't you, my ass.
Hey, get this. So I fucking get a call. I had to leave before because I got a call from the shop I work at. Whoever had the key, like, forgot to go there and lock up.
Yeah.
So I leave the webcast. I drive all the fucking way back there just to find that the fucker finally showed up, locked the place, and they didn't wait for me. So I drove all the way out there for nothing.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you're the type of employee to stick up for other employees to be there for the rest of the family.
Well, thank you. I'm going to fire all of them.
I was just kind of wondering if we're going to interview anyone here.
Yeah, should we interview somebody?
We should interview the lay-duty Frenchman.
We should interview Phil.
Yeah, there's Phil.
No! Hey, are we going to interview any of these bands or what?
I think so.
Really? That's cool.
This dirty Frenchman band, though, don't give a good interview. They all insist on talking at once.
Really?
Yeah.
I can believe that.
That's why we're only going to give them one microphone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Jay Miller.
Them fucking assholes.
Hey, what'd you think of the light show, Phil?
I think they borrowed it from Thursday night.
Hey, man, I was a lighting technician at the end there. Me and Elliot. It was spectacular. It was like the 4th of July or something.
It was.
It was good. Actually, I think we should leave the bingo light on all the time.
Yeah, the bingo light's cool.
Yep. Turn it on. Turn the bingo light on. Now. Yeah, look at that. B4. Do we have a B4?
It'd be nice if we could make different numbers.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
We should get something for that.
You can?
That'd be cool.
Dude, that'd be
bring
sweet.
It over here and have Neil do it.
The fucking death.
Well, we'll rig something up.
The Pixies.
Yeah, this goes back to the thing about Miss Deal being hotter than...
I don't know. I'm saying Kim Gordon.
I'm saying Kim Gordon just because I think, the whole Sonic Youth thing, fucking, I am in love with, so it doesn't matter.
What about Kim Gordon?
Kim Gordon's hotter than
Kim Deal. I posed the question earlier, was Kim Gordon the hottest Kim in alternative rock? Or indie
rock?
All the
other Kims are fat.
No, there's Kim...
Kim Deal.
Well, Kim Deal. There's
she's
Kim,
not fat, but she's big boned.
Kim Coletta from Jawbox.
Yeah.
There's...
Lil' Kim. Oh,
there's,
never mind.
Kim from Soundgarden. Granted, he's a
Kim
guy.
Kim Sale.
Yeah. And there's also...
He is the hottest.
Kim from Cupid Car Club. What was her name? Kim...
From who?
Kim
Cupid
Thompson.
Car Club.
Kim Thompson from
Thompson.
Cupid Car Club. And they all play bass, except from Kim Sale.
Kim Sale. He plays bass, doesn't he?
No, he plays guitar.
He plays like a Gibson.
I would vote for Kim Thompson.
Kim Thompson?
Yeah.
Probably the styliest.
Who? We're bringing Chris Hennon on. He's a gentleman who books shows at the Cosmos Cafe. Chris, why don't you come have a seat here with us, gentlemen?
Are we not interviewing the bands tonight? No bands?
Yeah, we're not bands
too. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris.
Let's get this fucking show on the road here.
What up?
Oh, Chris, nice to meet you.
Woo. High tech mic here.
Oh, only
I gave you the little one.
Roger only has the best.
I feel like Mike Mirren.
You're going to have to talk really loud.
Oh, look at that. You know what you did.
I'll give that lighter again.
What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, I'm Neil.
Nice to meet you, Neil.
Nice to meet you.
Chris is a gentleman who books shows at the Cosmos Cafe.
I book shows, and basically in Grand Forks.
Oh, you got it.
And,
in Grand Forks.
Dr. Hennon.
How is Grand Forks doing?
Huh?
How is Grand Forks doing?
Grand Forks is doing okay.
Yeah. Have you cleaned up from the flood yet?
Yes.
Good.
Really, you think that's amazing after 2 years, the flood.
The flood's gone, but we're back in the saddle.
So you're booking shows. What's the name of the place?
We book shows at Cosmos and the Westward Ho.
Yeah?
We just did the fucking Champs.
The fucking Champs?
Yeah, from San Francisco. And
nice.
We did Low.
Oh, okay. Right on.
From Duluth.
Yeah,
and,
we had Low here just a couple days ago. I think it was on Saturday night?
Friday.
Friday night. And I will say there was a better show at Ralph's that night.
What was that?
It was the French Kicks from New York.
French Kicks. I heard about that. I didn't.
Yeah, and all I got to say is Loken sucked my ass compared to the French Kicks. But I mean,
of course you're not biased. You don't work at Ralph's or anything.
Yeah. Well, I don't work at Ralph's, but yeah, I do. But the French Kicks fucking put on a show that like is
well,
amazing.
They didn't
but
play
Bliss
Grand Forks,
suck.
So
Bliss sucked ass.
Who did?
Bliss. If you ever get a band called Bliss trying to book a show, go fuck you. You suck. That's all I gotta
say.
So who'd you come up here with?
What's that?
There's a band from Grand Forks tonight, right?
Yeah, the Enola Gays. Actually, Jeremy does shows with me.
Okay.
The drummer.
Okay.
And they're one of the better bands in Grand Forks.
Right on.
And
what kind of scene you got going up there in Grand Forks?
I don't know if you could call it a scene. There's a few good bands, like, for instance...
Enola Gays?
The Enola Gays, and there's a show coming up on Halloween featuring the Sin Horses, who are from Grand Forks, featuring...
okay, that's Nick Garcia, isn't
yeah,
it?
Nick Garcia's
okay.
band, and they are really good as well. Those are probably the two best bands of Grand Forks.
Okay.
There's also Emo 4XG and Strap Hanger. They've
okay.
played Fargo before.
Hey, is that yeah. Isaac?
Isaac Turner.
Yeah.
He now is a scribe.
I work with that guy.
Scribe for the
sort of.
Reader now.
Oh, really? Is that
yeah.
what he does?
That guy's he goes to school.
That guy's a fucker. I
he's
kicked
fucker?
His ass once.
Well, he's pretty, I mean, he's not a tough guy or anything.
Dude, that guy's a pussy.
I'm going to kick your ass
you
right
kick,
now.
If you want to, uh-oh.
See, we're just giving props to vagina tonight, so every time we say anything related to the vagina.
Vagina, it's all
this
about
this one
vagina.
Time
it's
on the web?
Theme night?
Really, Isaac Turner is all about pussy. That guy is a dick. He just fucks girls and leaves them. Because he works at that record store down there, and he thinks he's
he doesn't
hot
work
shit.
There anymore.
I heard yeah, the guys that work at record stores get a lot of vagina.
Vagina, it's all about pussy. Hey, you... What's,
I gotta start working at a record store then.
So this Halloween show, Orange yeah. 17, that's gotta be like their 452nd consecutive Halloween show, I think.
It's their
think
last
so.
Show, too. It's their very last
it's
show.
It's their last show?
Yeah.
Everyone is,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, they promise.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Are they gonna kill themselves on stage?
I think if they say it's their last show, I think we're gonna kill them personally.
Gentlemen, we have another
we
guest with
them.
Us now. We have
I
Art.
Think that's the first show of their tour, actually.
Everyone talk at once. Hey.
The first and last show of the tour. The one-day tour.
Can we use, we need one more mic.
On November 1st, they'll be calling themselves Orange 18.
Right. Hey, gentlemen, we have another special guest.
Another special guest?
This is Art from the Mercury Birds. One of these, hey,
does that one work?
Does that work yet?
I don't know. What, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you right. need somebody
like,
with a...
You look like you don't even have a mic. It looks like a mic plug.
Pretty cool mic.
Little
anyways,
small mic, man. What's that all about?
Man, don't diss
well,
his mic.
My mic is fucking huge.
I've got
it's
a
not
mic
the
complex.
Size of the mic.
What you do with it,
exactly.
Right?
So what's your name, dude?
I'm Art. I'm
Art?
Yeah, that's right.
I
that's
study
right.
art. Yeah. So in a way, I kind of know you better than you realize.
No. I know how well people know me. I know.
Are you modern or postmodern?
You might say something.
Renaissance?
I was going to say Renaissance.
Like
so, Art, let's talk about these Mercury Birds here. All right, The Mercury Birds are from Raleigh, North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yeah. We live in Greensboro. We're from Raleigh.
Do you smoke a lot of cigarettes?
Some people smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Some they make
cigarettes. Really,
those cigarettes come from Raleigh?
Laramie cigarettes.
Man, shit comes from Raleigh, man. Winston-Salem, Greensboro, you got your OGs from Greensboro. You got your original Golds.
Oh,
you got
geez.
Your Newports.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you know your Newports. You got those from Greensboro. But
menthol.
Really, I'm too busy making money to smoke cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like
it's all about...
Are you in a
he's
NASCAR?
All down with the OG.
Say what? Am I in I'm too busy making money to be in a NASCAR.
It's all about bitches and money, really.
And respect.
And respect. Bitches, money, and respect.
And
that's my mom.
And competition.
And vaginas. That's kind of our theme tonight.
The yoni. That's
just
the
one time on the web.
Yoni.
Yoni, yeah, that's another word for vagina. Did y'all not know that?
Yoni, no, man, I don't.
Well, thank me. Thank me later.
Thank you.
Me later.
Thank Art. I'm always.
Yeah, thank me later.
I thank Art every day, but I'll thank you later.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yoni.
So, what's the story with the Mercury Birds? How long have you guys been on tour here?
We've been on tour about 18 years now.
18
about
years?
18 years straight.
Holy shit.
This is the last one. You know, can we figure. We could go 35, 30, 36 years, but, you know, that's really too long. So, hey, we figure 18.
Is this your last show?
We figure 18 or life.
I think you just like people who are 18 years old and younger. That's the thing.
18 and younger?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the thing with the Mercury Birds.
It ain't bad.
What's the age of consent up here, anyway?
Yeah,
I need to know that. I need to know that. somebody
we should have a hunk conversation over here, Ross.
18.
What was the age of consent in North Carolina?
16.
Yeah.
Oh.
Age of consent in North Carolina is 16.
Baby. I'm moving. I'm out of here. I know Phil's out of here for sure.
Yachting.com from Raleigh, North Carolina.
We should do a road web show.
A road web? Hey, we should take the show on the road. Good.
Take it on the goddamn road.
We only webcast from states where the age of consent is 16.
You get down in Louisiana, man.
We actually thought about doing something like that, bringing the show on the road, booking shows in other cities into our webcast. That'd be kind of fun, do something like that. As soon as we get more popular than the bands do. Yeah, right.
Say what?
We're thinking about bringing our show on the road.
Bring it on the road, man.
Yeah, and then...
Or just bring it on.
Dude, we got fuck little girls. Oh.
You can say that kind of shit, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, really, you can say anything you want because no one's listening.
Want, right?
That's the beauty of the internet.
No one is listening.
You can say things like, I'm going to kill Bill Clinton, and no one will know.
Except we just get marked down in a little book.
Right.
That's about
except Roger and Danwell.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think they're listening in China? I'd like to give shouts out to
If anyone is listening, they're in China.
I'd like to give shouts out to my
That's
homies in Jodhpur, Bangladesh, you know, worldwide, you know.
Are your homies working for Nike?
South Dakota.
Are your homies working for Nike?
Exactly. My boy is working for Nike. Hey. This is not over, is it?
Who's
this
guy right here?
I'm putting down that mic, man.
Let me introduce
you to Nickelbag Whitley, man.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Nickelbag, you need a louder mic, man.
What?
You need
a louder mic. You
got
to talk into this yellow motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your name, Nickelbag?
My name is simply Nicholas, or Nicky, for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought you said Nickelbag. I'm like, really?
We did say Nickelbag. We were trying to get your attention.
Oh. If the Pixies weren't so loud, we could probably hear things.
This is mere shock tactics. I find it appalling and absurd in the very principle.
Fantastic. I find it appalling and fantastic.
That's because you guys are from the South.
What's this guy putting down his mic for, man? You don't got... Oh, shit.
It's not the size of the mic.
We need somebody else on that mic,
double
man. It's not the size of the mic, Nick. It's not the size of the mic.
I never said it was.
We got an extra mic over here.
Art.
Yeah.
You want to give a little bit of...
Next question. Come on.
Can you give a little explanation of what your band sounds like and what you guys are going to play tonight? Maybe introduce a couple of your bandmates.
What are the kids going to hear tonight?
Yeah, what are the kids going to hear?
They're going to hear absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I'm not going to give you any explanations because I don't feel like I have to do that.
Well, I don't know. We're kind of like Springer here where we need explanations.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Interview situation.
And I'm sure you guys down in North Carolina know what Springer's all about.
Springer? What about it? I know, man. I watch that shit. You watch it too, man. Look at you.
We don't get Springer
over
here.
You don't get Springer, man.
No, we don't.
Trying to laugh
Springer?
At me, man. You trying to turn this interview
I don't know.
Ugly.
I don't think we do.
I don't watch TV.
No.
Hey, guys.
Really.
We have a new arrival.
Yeah.
A new arrival.
Mr. 48
he's
going to
take
TV.
The small mic. Who's this guy?
He's
36.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got two.
This guy needs to get on the
here.
Mic on the radio show with us.
You got any cigarettes left?
No, I gotta go get
I'll
some.
Be back.
We're scaring him off.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Let's get this interview
all
rolling.
Right, who's this guy here?
This
all right,
is,
name,
this
rank.
Is John B. John B.
John B.
John B.
So,
John B.
So is the Mercury
like
Birds a rap group
like
or is this
John
a rock
B.
and roll
John
group?
John B.
That's what I want to know.
All right.
Rap group.
All right.
We don't do anything.
We just stand and get
we
naked.
We get up there and we do nothing. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Right on.
A lot of dancing.
I love dance music.
So it's go-go art rock.
Social archive?
Go-go art rock.
There you go.
Well, see, Tuesday night is men's night. That's all you'll see around here.
Tuesday night is men's night.
You didn't know this was a gay club, did you?
Yeah.
It's called the Man Club.
Yeah, that's why it's the Moose Lodge, you know?
I thought it was the Loose Lodge, not the Meat Lodge. Damn. I thought we were booked at a whole different kind of club. Damn.
No.
The age of consent is 18.
Hey, what's the age of consent for a moose?
The moose?
Age of consent, I like young, little, tight mooses.
They don't let small meese in here, man. Small meese.
Meeses.
Meeses, sorry. Excuse
up here,
me.
Up here
I
in the greater
the
white
the
north, they call them meese.
Once you get past Iowa, it's meese. It's all me, thick all right, as me. Fucking
hey,
moss.
He's got a Trey Valens shirt on, man.
Yeah, I'm
got the same shirt, except mine is blue. I bet.
So,
blue.
Have you guys been up this way before?
Fuck yeah,
we've been
it's a sweet
you.
Shirt.
We've
I'm a band whore, so I had to wear it.
Never stopped at all, or
no, it's the first time.
Fuck yeah,
Trey Valens let us suck on their titties, man. They're letting us tag along. That was rude.
No, no, no.
The Trey Valens does not have titties.
But
I'm sorry.
Is it more of an udder or is it more of a titty?
Hard to say. It's hard to say.
Okay.
When you get mixed up, when you roll like me, with mooses and cows and chickens and worms, you know, hard to say what it is. It's
a
hard to say what
never.
It is anymore.
Are you sure you're not from Montana? That's what I want to know.
Did you pass
sure.
through Montana?
Yeah.
Did you have
sure.
your Velcro gloves?
That would be
Velcro
sheep.
What?
Velcro gloves when you're in Montana. Got to catch a sheep somehow. Oh, man. So, what's up? You guys got CDs and shit, too?
Hell
tons.
No.
Tons of CDs.
Hell no.
Tons of CDs?
Tons.
Dude, we're not... To us, we made so much money over the
whoa,
years.
Whoa, the
man.
Table's drinking.
Over the years, we made so much money that this year, which is, of course, the year 2000.
Of course.
Giving it back.
This year, we're giving it back to the
to you.
People. All right. We're taking so
to
much.
You and you.
All right.
It's all available free on Napster.
Yeah. We're
fucking
giving it back.
Napster.
We're giving it back. Because I make, I mean, really,
flight.
Really.
Napster.
I'll sit around and watch TV all day, and I'll make $500.
You
know?
You a,
just watching TV.
Murky Birds, if you need a piece of Murky Birds, just log on, go online, keyword, tight balls.
www.tightballs.www.
I was going through links under farmlove.com, and I think your link was on there. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I got links all over the place, man.
You guys are linked up with Farmlove, aren't you?
I got my link on. I know that.
I'm looking to get my link on tonight.
18. Age of consent here, 18.
Yes,
tonight,
listen.
This is a goddamn link bar.
You'll have to go over to West Fargo. Yeah.
Enough links. Enough with the links.
Hey, I got a question. Whose beer? Who bought that beer anyway?
That's my beer.
That's yours?
That was mine.
No, I mean, that's his.
That one? I got that one. Look, man, I brought a drink.
Hey, Jay.
I'll
give you some crack.
Actually, you know what? I need a beer.
Oh, yeah. Phil each needs a beer.
Do you guys get free pitchers?
No, we should, though. God damn it.
No shit, man. You're running the show back here.
I saw a guy taking pitchers.
Taking pitchers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not free, man.
Pitchers ain't free and pitchers ain't free.
If I'm in the picture, you ain't getting that shit for free, okay?
This guy gets paid $500 a day.
Watching TV, you know, say maybe I want to go out and walk my dog, that's about $75. Say, you know, I want to go out and take a drive for 5 minutes, that's about $30. You know, I just roll at home making money, you know.
Wow.
Rolling. You know, watching TV, I make a lot of money watching TV. That's
so
how
who'll
I make
be rolling
money.
Your roll?
Say what?
Nothing.
So
you're part of the Nielsen family?
Oh, no.
You're
no,
talking
no,
about my
no.
dad.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Of course not.
So, you guys like the Pixies? I don't know they're playing.
It's all right, man. Come on. Next question.
What's your first sexual experience?
Oh, man. I was back in the woods.
Come on, man. Don't
back in the woods.
We agreed not to talk about that.
Yeah, no conversation about sex with bandmates, please. We don't need to hear that.
Back in the woods at the end of a cul-de-sac. I just got it on, you know, just the regular way.
Just regular?
Second time was better than the first.
It was much
same
more
night,
irregular than the first way.
In a cul-de-sac?
We got to the cul-de-sac, and then we went back a little further
into
the
okay.
woods.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. We parked the car in the cul-de-sac.
Right on. Word.
What's your first sexual experience?
Oh, it was a small inflatable chair. And,
that sounds pretty good.
I think we were talking about this earlier
one,
about Neil with the
furniture.
HOTT.
No, Neil owns all plastic furniture that it can Vaseline up very easy.
You know, you guys should come over and sit at my house sometime.
No.
You got a lot of that inflatable furniture?
No. Anyway.
The problem is if you go to Neil's house, you have to wipe off the chairs first because it's Vaseline all over everything. You'll fall right off.
Dude. Anyway.
And watch out for the beer bottle.
Anyway, you guys like Fargo now?
I did, man.
I like it. I'm not afraid. I like it.
Good.
I'm not afraid to like it.
How long are you guys going to be in town for? Are you going to stay a week or two?
No, we're going to be in town for about how long
the sausage party lasts.
Oh, this is, what are you talking about?
The women are intimidated.
I thought you guys must not have looked at our rider, man.
We've got plenty of sausage to go around. So you guys got a van with a bed in back, right?
We said all girls interviewing us. What's up with that?
You know, it also
sorry to let you know, but we are girls.
Kind of butch, you know.
Yeah, we are girls. This is the best North Dakota has to offer.
What are you talking about?
All right, well, it looks like we're wrapping everything up right now, guys.
Yeah,
we got the band going to play.
Yeah.
I think I've had about enough, man.
Yeah,
next.
Once again, our radio show is brought to you www.coachandsix.com.
Oh.
And all, well, brought to you by who?
Yachtzine.com.
Yacht. And also the Brown Cow Sound, their logo is Moo.
Moo.
Moo. Anyways, we'd like to thank you guys for coming out.
Us, man.
Art and Art's friend, I can't remember your name, man. Sorry about that.
John B. Motherfucker, what the hell? Where you been, dude?
Where's John B.
And the rest of the Mercury Birds crew, and also Chris that we had up here a little bit ago.
We're not even playing next, man.
I know, we're just doing random interviews.
If you need to know, let me know, all right?
All right, cool.
Thank you. Shout out to Jobport, China.